Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
You're listening to Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
What a way to start the show with Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas, one of my favourites. Welcome to the Sound and Country Rock Christmas Special. In the studio, we have Nick Elliott from Sound and Nick's Vision, you might know, from Siren Radio. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Tess. Nice to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Now, we've got plenty to look forward to, plenty of classic country and rock Christmas songs for all ages to listen to. And also, we have some special guests as well, The Rising and Barney Packer. So stay tuned.
Christmas with us.
Keeps burning, and my thoughts keep churning. of time spent with you. Christmas Eve.
Good old classic there with Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Christmas Without You. Now, we've got a lot of music on the show, more so than usual. And Nick, you've picked the next track, haven't you?
I have, actually.
You've kind of got a story behind it or something you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd like to make a dedication to my very dear friend, Joe Lopez, who is Bruce Springsteen's photographer. Me and Joe are hoping to catch up with each other. He's coming over in March. I'll actually tell you about it. Because he's over here touring with one of the top American country guys.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's doing one night in London, Shepherd's Bush, I think it is. So we're going to catch up and spend the day and hang and the rest of it. So dedicate this to Joe Lopez,
so
top man.
Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find. He knows if you've been bad or good.
sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa won't come. Yeah. Oh, he's coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's good stuff. Good. Yeah, you can't. Top man, Bruce. Top man.
Great story behind that, too. And we've got another good song coming up with Deck the Halls and Rascal Flatts. And you've got another story behind them as well.
I've got lots of stories, Tess.
I know.
Lots of stories. But this one, yeah, I didn't even know these guys were going to be featured on the show. But I met these very briefly at a PR gig the first time I worked in Nashville. And because I did a lot of PR gigs and, you know, kind of radio interviews while I was out there. And these guys were there for the CMA.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Yes, I was there and caught up. Just briefly had a very brief chat.
For those of you who are listening, Nick here, if you don't know, he's a rock photographer. So this is how he has these connections, just to piece the puzzle together there. Anyway, let's take a listen to Deck the Halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
lovely slow one there. But now we've got our first special guests of our Christmas special. Chris and Chantel from The Rising join us. Hello, how are you?
Well, good. Hi, Steve. How is it with you?
Not too bad. We're having a bit of a Christmas party here. Nick's with me in the studio. Nick Elliott.
Hello, guys. Good to hear from you.
Hey, how are you?
Best things all right?
Yeah, we're going all good.
Good, good.
Fun time.
All ready for Christmas Day?
Just about.
I've all my gifts, but Chris has nothing.
Oh, really? Lastminute.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time.
Okay, now we brought you back on the show as you're going to introduce one of your songs from your new Christmas EP that features three tracks, two original and one cover, which is my absolute favourite. And we've just played it actually to start the show, which was Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. But would you like to introduce your Christmas original song?
Well, this is off our brand new EP, Christmas EP. And it's called Christmas Brought You Here, and we really hope you enjoy it, because it's the special meaning of Christmas to not just us, but to everyone that we've talked to, and we really hope you enjoy it.
There'll be no snow this Christmas now that you're gone. There'll be no tree, no gifts wrapped. No happiness, no joy.
Oh, absolutely beautiful and a great Christmas track. That was The Rising with Christmas Brought You Here. What do you think, Nick?
That's a nice track.
Yeah.
Very nice, yeah. Yeah, good. Good harmonies, nice.
So what what inspired you to put sort of a three-track EP? What inspired you to do that? Was it just two songs that you happened to write and then you kind of loved Chris Rea Driving Home for Christmas and you decided, oh, pop it all onto one EP?
Well, yeah, it's a mixture of we're all big Christmas nuts in the band. So, you know, we've always sort of wanted to write Christmas songs because, like, you know, royalties alone would be great, you know, if we never got successful. But, you know, but yeah, so we've always tried to write them. And we tried for ages to write one and never could write one. So eventually we tried and kept trying.
Well, I think all that work has paid off. It's a beautiful track, and I mean I've seen you've had really good reviews on that particular number as well. But that EP, it's out now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's out everywhere on iTunes and Spotify, and it's on like YouTube and our website. I think has like a download link. It's like Amazon Music, I think, is also great as well. So yeah, it's everywhere.
And there's been, I think one of your fans or a friend I saw on your Facebook page, they've made like a music video for your cover of Driving Home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
It was like the craziest thing. I mean, Chris will say, like, he sent me this video and I was like, what is this? You know, and then I was like, listen to it. And it was like so weird to see like one of our fans take such an interest in our kind of music to do that. It was amazing. That was really
star
filled moment.
Filmed this
actual
drive.
Yeah, he did.
It was amazing.
Oh, brilliant. Nick, do you have any questions for The Rising? I know you're not sure whether you're familiar or not, but you think you've heard of them.
Well, I've definitely heard of the band. Did you guys do any festivals in the UK last summer? Did you do Crop Reedy?
No, we done Millport was the last one we done.
Right, okay. So I just got you mixed up with a couple of guys that I caught up with at Crop Reedy. I didn't know whether you'd done some stuff there, but you should look at Crop Reedy. It'd be right up your boulevard.
Yeah,
good place.
I'll definitely check it out,
yeah. Next one's going to be a big year, so it's going to be fun.
Can you tell me, why did you cover Chris's Christmas track? Any reason, or just, you know, you was a fan?
Basically, we all love the song, really.
Right, it's simple as that.
It's our favourite song, each one of us, so...
Right, good, good.
It's my favourite too, in fact, and that's why I chose it to start the show off. I think it's just one of those feel-good Christmas tunes.
Yeah.
And I think
feel about it, you know?
Yeah, and it relates to a lot of people, I suppose, and life's so busy now, and people are working all the way up to Christmas, and I'm sure they are driving home for Christmas as we speak. So, yeah, it's just brilliant. And you're on tour, aren't you, in the new year?
We are indeed, yes, in February from the 18th. To the 21st, I think. Yeah, we are all from Glasgow to London and everywhere in between. We are going to be there. It's going to be exciting. Yep.
Brilliant. You've got quite a few good names joining you on the road, I think. I think I saw Emma Moore was one.
And Remember Monday, they're all doing London, so it's a bit of a female country celebration.
All right, it's going to be, going to be really, really brilliant. So what are your plans over the Christmas break? I hope you've got a break.
Yeah, it's basically the plan is really to get started rehearsing for the tour, really. That's basically it.
Okay,
And then we'll be trying to maybe, so a little sneak peek in for you here, Tessa. You might be writing some new music.
Oh, yes, please do keep writing. Thank you for that. And we love listening to your music and obviously having you on the show. I mean, you're quite the regulars now, aren't you?
Yeah, we love it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Well, thank you for coming on the show and have a really good Christmas and New Year. And we'll all speak soon.
Yes, have
Look
a
forward meeting. To it.
Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From
lovely Kacey Musgraves and Kelly Clarkson before that. And I think that Kelly Clarkson number is a little bit underrated. I love that one. But that's the first time for you hearing that, isn't it, Nick?
I think it's a cover. Is that not a cover?
I don't know. It might be.
I'm trying to remember who actually did it. Yeah, but it's good. Good track.
Good track,
yeah. Good version.
Now, soon, later on in the show, well, actually very, very soon, we've got Barney Packer on the show, and he's actually recorded a special Christmas cover for us, which he will reveal, as I say, later, so that's quite exciting.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
That he's actually put pen to paper and done something special for the show.
Yeah, he's worked really, really hard. So, in fact, he sent the track over late, very, very late to me. So
he's a good artist. He can do the job.
Well, that's how you know, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's have another Christmas favourite now. One from Bon Jovi, Bells of Freedom.
Streets I call home, streets of hope, streets of fear. Through the sidewalk cracks, time disappears. I was lost on my knees, on eve of defeat, as I choked. Something
Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Put a bit of Queen in there, don't you think, Nick?
Good, man.
Wouldn't be a Christmas show without a bit of Queen.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I saw one of their best concerts ever broadcasted on the BBC some time ago, Christmas Eve. Yeah. Used to do that at the BBC. we diverse.
No, that's brilliant, brilliant. Little bit of, you know, history there.
Indeed.
From Munich.
Got loads of history.
Now, we've got our second special guest on the show now, Barney Packer. He is a on the line. Hi, Barney.
Hiya, how's it going?
Not too bad. We've got Nick in the studio. I believe you've met several times before.
Nick, yeah, absolutely. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, Barney, good to speak to you, man. Is things all right?
Yeah, absolutely chucking by. Yeah, good to hear you.
Yeah, and you, my friend.
Well, Barney, we haven't revealed the track that you have specially recorded for us and chosen for the show. So would you like to reveal the track?
Reveal the silver platter.
Yes, yeah, yes, please.
It's a Sound and Country exclusive. it's my cover of Baby Please Come Home, the Phil Spector-produced classic.
Christmas at all, 'cause I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. If there was a way, I'd hold back this tear. But it's Christmas Day.
Was Barney Packer's cover of Darlene Love, Baby Please Come Home, exclusively just for Sound and Country Vision, the Christmas special. Well, the country rock Christmas special, as we have Nick Elliott here. What made you do that particular song? What made you choose that, Barney?
I just think it's a classic. I mean, the productions of it's great. I love that it's, you know, carried on through Beach Boys and Wizard and that kind of thing. I just think it's a sound that's associated with Christmas.
Yeah, it's definitely a popular song that quite a few artists have covered it. I was looking it up the other day. I mean, I know of the song anyway. I think Michael Bublé covered it as well, I believe. Quite
really?
A mix. Yeah, I think so. If I've got it right, don't shoot me if I do. I think I saw that you too did as well. I don't know. I could
really?
Be getting this
too,
wrong.
Really?
I think so, yeah. So quite a few.
Well, Bublé and you too, you know, up there with the most vanilla.
No, definitely. Yeah. There you go. Following in their footsteps, Barney.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, it's good to play on Sound of Country.
So what's going on the music scene with you? What have you got upcoming? What are you doing?
I've got new music coming up. I've released a single called Test the Water, which is out now on all streaming, and you know, you can buy it on iTunes, Spotify, everything there. And there'll be a new track coming out soon, hopefully in the new year. And it's called, probably going to be Loving You Forevermore, which is a kind of Tame Impala, a bit of a Tom Misch feel to it. So hopefully people that are listening now will enjoy that.
Most definitely. I'm sure if they've just listened to your Christmas cover, they will definitely download and listen to your new music. Now, I know you've got a pretty cool, I think we can discuss this, album cover.
That's right, yeah.
And you've been working with an artist from Spain, is that right?
That's right. So all of the single covers that are coming out, and including the album cover, was by an artist called Maria Malero, who I saw on Instagram, really liked her work, and asked her to help me to create the artwork for everything that's coming up on this project. So this next single is going to be the first kind of insight into her art for people, because Test the Water was just, you know, the backdrop of what she paints.
Didn't you, Nick, haven't you got a story behind an album cover? You was talking to me earlier about you've worked. I think he was. Or have I got that wrong? Can't remember. There was a artist you worked with.
Forgive me, which one, Tess?
Oh, I can't remember.
I know
that.
We've been speaking quite a bit off mic, so...
I know. Nick has just... Seriously, he has so many really, really cool stories to tell, and he's worked with so many people. No, I can't remember now. It's gone. We'll have to leave that one if we think of it later.
No, must have been one of the five we were discussing.
Definitely. So, Barney, what are your Christmas plans? What are you doing over the festive season?
It's going to be a simple mixture of, you know, giving love, being happy, and hopefully getting a few presents in the mix of it as well.
I'm sure you will. All the trimmings as well. Do you love the, you know, Christmas dinner?
I should hope so. I mean, I want to put on at least a stone over this period.
You've got to, haven't you?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Okay, then, well, thank you, Barney, for coming on the show, and thank you so much for our exclusive cover. It's been brilliant. Go and check out his music, everyone. Darkness, Christmas time. You've got another story, haven't you, Nick? You've been dying to tell it.
Darkness.
Go on,
good
then.
Good bun.
Go on then. What's your connection?
Well, I've got various connections. I've worked with the Darkness four times, but I'm actually working on a very special fine art book project with the former member and founder member of the Darkness, Ed Graham, the drummer.
Wow.
And me and Ed have gone on to be very good friends. I'm actually catching up with him on Friday. So.
Oh, wow. That was it.
Is that what we?
Is that what you're trying?
Ah, right. No, that's not an album.
Yeah.
That's not an album. That's a book. It's a fine art book, actually.
We've got another sheet.
Thank you. trees have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
Of Johnny Cash there, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And he really is a classic, isn't he, Nick?
Oh, are ya?
Now, you can catch Sound and Nick's vision on the 27th of December. That's airing on Siren Radio, isn't it?
That's the New Year special.
New Year special. So,
and it's very
that.
Special, that is.
Yeah, and why is that?
For a new year. Wait and listen.
Okay, there you go. Sure, you've got to tune in. And it's also, this is also a very special show because we're actually celebrating our three-year friendship, aren't we, Al? Facebook anniversary.
We are. I didn't know that until this morning, actually.
I know. So that's why it's also special.
5 o'clock this morning I discovered that.
Well, that's it. An hour's gone fast, hasn't it?
Are we
done?
That's
the show. We're done. We're all done. Thank you so much, Nick, for joining me.
It's been a total pleasure.
Country Rock special. Thank you, Alex, our producer in the studio. And thank you, listener, as well. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be back in January.
Goodbye.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. Daughter starts to greet you with her warmest grin, and Junior's got his room much neater than a pin, and if they fight to hug you each time you walk in, it must be getting close to Christmas. Suddenly, your slightest wish is their command, and all at once, your favorite things are close at hand. And suddenly, Lombardo is their favorite band. It must be getting close to Christmas. Nobody ever makes mention of the weather or season, but you just love that attention, whatever the reason. The wife is charcoal brawling states, coming up with dishes she'd refuse to make, and your little puppy doesn't bark till you're away. This paradise is close to sublime and very close to Christmas.